Ruhal Ahmed was one of the prisoners detained at Guantanamo for 2 years without charges. He and two other men were reportedly detained on their way to a wedding in Pakistan from Birmingham, England. They are the so-called Tipton Three, featured in the new documentary Road to Guantanamo. Ruhal Ahmed was released 2 years ago, and he speaks to us now from London. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Well, what are your feelings today about the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, excellent. I mean, the judge who ruled against Bush does care about the Geneva Convention and the international law. So it's really good. Now that the US Supreme Court has ruled in favor of secret closed door tribunals in the case of Hamdan and Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, it is more important than ever for the American people to understand what is really happening at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You know, as innocent detainees are slowly released from US military prison at Guantanamo, it is critical for their stories of false accusation, torture, and other abuse to be heard.
The people at Guantanamo could be held for the duration of hostilities, so sort of an open-ended detention. What do you think of that?
That is just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, how can you... You can't hold someone indefinitely without any factual evidence. You can't just hold somebody just because you think they're a terrorist and you should be able to prove it.
Did you know Mr. Hamdan?
Yes, I did. And he was actually... You see, he's the right person who I think he is. He was about 3 cells away from me, but he was in front of me, so he's on a diagonal vision, and I actually talked to him on many occasions.
What did you talk about?
You know, just various different things. He spoke a bit of English, and I was trying to learn Arabic, so, you know, he would teach me, you know, if I got stuck with words, then he would try to explain to me, even though his English wasn't very good. Just talk about general stuff, you know, about himself and by myself, you know, how old am I, you know, how many brothers have we got, sisters have we got. Guantanamo, there's not much to talk about because it's like, you know, your life is the same as everybody else's. You know, it's not like you go to work and you meet different people and you can come home and talk to another person about your day. It's limited, you know, your conversation is limited. It's how are you? Every morning it's like, how are you? You're right, you're okay? And that's about it, really.
Well, did you talk about the nature of your confinement and how you ended up there?
I did, but he was very quiet. I mean, I think everybody in Guantanamo would never speak about how they got captured or why they were in Guantanamo. They don't talk about why or how they got there.
I see. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
No problem.
Ruhal Ahmed, one of the so-called Tipton Three, he was in Guantanamo Bay for 2 years. Thank you very much.